Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station, taking care of us as always. He and I have a busy day and a long day tomorrow. JV game starts at 4:25. Well, our coverage starts at 4:25. JV game at 4:30. Warsaw-Goshen, the makeup game from last Friday. Varsity game will follow that about 6 o'clock. Then the varsity girls game against Concord will follow that. And of course, the Lady Tigers looking for at least a share of the NLC championship for the third straight year. Warsaw with the ball to start the third, working now to the near end. Carson Gould, high pick and roll, down to Bricker on the baseline. Turnaround 8-footer is short. Fights for his own rebound, can't get it. McEwen's got it, and Concord looks for the lead this trip. Bricker got a wide-open shot, but 8-footers in 2024, not a shot that you take a lot in games. Pro drives in on Finlinson. Kicks it out for Kavanaugh straight out to the near side to Bolin, who's got 8 of their 23. Bolin, fancy dribbling, out to McEwen. Picks up his dribble against Jaeger out at the top. Bounces up Bolin, left of the key beyond the arc. Now back across to the right side to Messenger, out top to Kavanaugh. He's guarded by Bricker. One dribble, picks it up. Left side for Pro. Out to Bolin. Down to the right elbow, then back out to Pro. Tries to drive in, can't. Kavanaugh, top of the circle. Down to the right elbow. Throws it back out for McEwen and then to Bolin. Good possession here defensively for the Tigers. Bolin to the right elbow, McEwen. Bounces it down to Messenger on the block against Martin. He'll fake and throw it across for Pro for three. It's way short. Gould drops down and grabs the rebound for the Tigers. Carson races around Pro, kicks it across court pass. Martin open for three. It's good. His second basket of the game is a three-pointer and puts the Tigers up by 4, 27-23, a minute 40 into quarter three. Orsa comes back to this 1-2-2 half-court trap that gave Concord all kinds of trouble in the first half. Messenger down to the corner, McEwen. Long skip pass to Bolin left side. He's pressured by Martin. Down to the corner for Pro. Skip pass back across to Messenger. Out at the free throw line, Kavanaugh. Into the corner. It's a three by Pro. It's no good. Finlinson had the rebound and lost it. A drive by Pro, and he puts it up and in, and a foul. Finlinson went up maybe a smidge early, just could not bring it in. Bricker with the foul. His second. Pro's got 7 and a chance to get his team within one. Finlinson's coming back out. Lucas Pro averages 7 a game. He's there now. An 8th would make it 27-26. Now the free throw is up, and it's no good. And Jaeger got beat to the rebound and then blocked the shot down in deep. Carson Gould the rebound. Quickly down court to Bricker. Bricker up the left baseline, almost got shoved out of bounds. Throws it high to Berger. Berger at the top of the circle will let things settle down. Berger in the center circle. Drives right. Got around one man. Got around two. Put it up. Offensive foul call. Matt Moore can't believe it. The same guy who lost track of the time at the end of the half is the guy who called that. We had a perfect view of it. There was no contact. Berger never hit him. He just kind of went, poof, backwards. So that takes away two. Tigers still lead by two. Bolin drives to the right. Got outside the lane. Turns and shoots from 10 and hits. He's in double figures with 10. Tie game. It's 27-27. Bricker, 25 feet out. Hands back to Martin on the weave from near side to fall. Now he'll wind up the dribble, take it down the left side of the lane, and a hand-checking foul is going to be called on Kavanaugh. Would you believe that's, according to my numbers, let me call up the halftime stats just to be sure. Yeah, that's Concord's second foul of the whole game. Physical, clutching, grabbing style, and that's the second foul they've been called on in the whole game. Gould gets it into Berger in the left corner. Bounces to Carson Gould, back to the basket, 15 feet out. Backs down into Bolin, picks up his dribble, needs to get rid of it, and did to Berger. In the near corner, Martin shoots another three. That one's no good. The first one he hit was on the other side. This one for the near side misses, and now Concord shoots for the lead. Bolin up the right side, off a screen, shoots a three over Berger and hit it. His third three-pointer of the game. He now has 10 for the whole season. Concord leads 30-27. Berger, a three in the corner to answer. That's way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Kavanaugh for Concord. You could see that one was well wide from the time it left his hands. Concord now in a very, very advantageous position. Boland drives by Berger, flipped it up, no good. Carson Gould the rebound. Carson takes off. It's 5-on-4. Boland still down on the floor at the other end. Bricker left side, a three in transition. Book it. Bricker with his second three. He's got 12. It's 30-30. Now Warsaw comes back in the 1-2-2 half-court trap. Boland shy of the line, waving, directing traffic to Messenger, open from 25. It's in and out. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Carson Gould. He takes off running again. 3-on-2. Bricker at the free throw line. No look pass. It hit a couple of people. It's out of bounds off of Jaeger. It belongs to the Minutemen. A forced play there that was not necessary. Berger out. Sullivan in for the Tigers. 3:48 left to go in the third. We're all level at 30-30. Martin and Berger out. Finlinson back in for the Tigers. Boland will walk it up. He'll walk to the right. He'll jump the pass to Messenger, then right back to Boland. Now right back to Messenger. Open from 25 again. That one's good. Messenger's first three of the game. His team I 18th of the season. Concord leads 33-30. 3.5 minutes left to go third quarter. Gould off a screen, open and shooting for three. No good. Bricker tips the rebound, grabs it, shoots it, missed it. Jaeger had the rebound. Kavanaugh yanks it out of there. The Warsaw fans screaming for travel. The Concord fans wanted a foul. Neither one are happy. Concord the ball up by three. Boland, right side for Pro. Now to Kavanaugh between the circles. One dribble left side for Messenger. Messenger against Sullivan. Out to the top for McEwen. He'll take a couple dribbles and lost the ball and got it back. Backdoor cut Pro. He'll fake and have the ball stripped away. And it's loose on the sideline. Jaeger dives for it. And Kavanaugh comes out of there with it for Concord. Kavanaugh looking for help and finds it in McEwen. Now to Boland. 2:39 left to play here in the third. Concord with the ball leading by three. Left off a screen. Boland to the left elbow. Out to the top, McEwen. Jaeger's guarding him very closely there. He doesn't have to. Boland drives in. Off-balance shot is good. And no! What'd they call? Did they call an offensive foul? They did. An offensive foul was called against Concord. Boland ran over a Tiger. I really thought that they were going to call a block. I thought they should have called the charge. I looked up to see if the ball went in, and Gene Teal had already made the fist forward, and I wasn't sure whether he was counting the basket or waving it off and calling a charge. It's a charge. It's Boland's first foul. Warsaw's got the ball down by three. Carson Gould right wing out to Finlinson. They need Robbie to get going here. And a whistle, and we have a foul called, and this is going to be an illegal screen against the Tigers. This is Sullivan. Drew with his second. 2:12 left to go in the third quarter. 33-30 Concord. Warsaw has had a hard time getting going here in this quarter. They have 6 points in 6 minutes. Messenger at the line, across the line, near sideline for Kavanaugh. Down to the corner for Avery Johnson, who's back in. They'll swing it around to Brevard, who's also into the game. Kavanaugh back to Messenger from 25 again, and good again. 2 3-pointers by Messenger here in the later stages of the third, and Concord has built their lead to 6, 33-30, and a hand-checking foul is called against Brevard. Again, that's not a foul they've been calling. It's Brevard's first, third against Concord of this quarter. 1:45 left in it. Tigers need a hoop. Sullivan bounces in to Gould. Gould with the center line behind him, backs up the far sideline, brings it to the middle. Drive to the right elbow. Sullivan, he's open and shooting and missing. Rebound grabbed by Bricker. Bricker saves it into Barton in the corner, and a timeout called by Warsaw. We're taking it. 1:32 left to play third quarter. Warsaw trails 36-30. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Going to have Dr. Haller on the broadcast. We have room if you would like to be part of the broadcast. We'd be glad to have you. Call our staff on Monday morning. We can get you set up. Martin's pass in the post, tipped away. Martin got grabbed then as he tried to go for the loose ball. And Matt Moore is screaming again. The same official that's been having some trouble, couldn't keep track of the time. They're grabbing the Tigers down the post, wrapping them up and not even really being very discreet about it. Metzinger with his first foul. Gould drives right off a Bricker screen. Looking for backdoor cutters, throws it to Finlinson, right corner. He's well guarded. 1:15 left to go, third quarter. Skip pass, Sullivan. Down to the block and a foul call. That's what they have been talking about. Brevard picks up his second as he fouls Bricker in the post. That's 14 fouls on Concord. No, that's five. That sends Warsaw's 81% free throw shooter Luke Bricker to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. Bricker with 12 points. He averages 18 a game. Spins the ball. Shoots it. Missed it. Lipped the inside of the right part of the rim and rolled around and back out. To get one more. The possession rule belongs to Concord. Keep that in mind. Second one up. He missed them both. Oh, my. Empty trip there for the Tigers. 36-30. Concord down to a minute five left to play here in the third quarter. At the line, Brevard. He's trapped at the timeline. He's in big trouble, and timeout called by Concord. Timeout, Concord. It is a 30. They have one left, so we'll take it with 59 seconds left to play in the quarter. 36-30, Concord back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 59 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Concord has won the middle two quarters. They lead 36-30 with under a minute to play. Brevard beats Gould down to the block, kicks it across to McCune, who didn't even look at the basket. He was only about 6 feet out. One dribble and a layup. That was not what Coach Derek Deshone instructed in the timeout. McCune is going to follow orders. Brevard drives in against Carson Gould. The Tigers have one foul to give. They have three team fouls. 30 seconds. Messenger, far side of the center circle to McCune, up the sideline to Messenger. Now to Brevard out here near the scorer's table. 20 seconds. Brevard holding against Carson Gould. The count is on. Brevard now drives in, got down the lane, and they let him go, and he scored. He got around Gould. It was 2-on-1. 9 seconds left. Tigers down by 8. And Bricker gets hammered and puts it in. And a foul. He got fouled twice. They didn't call that one. They called this one. Bricker with 14 and a chance for a huge three-point play with 5 seconds left. And Warsaw needed that bucket. Mercy. Kavanaugh with the foul. His second. Bricker spins it. Shoots it. Gets it. 15 points, 1 of 3 at the line. They bring Probrack in. They take Kavanaugh out. 5.3 left. Concord's got three guys down the floor. Messenger's going to throw it in. And does to Brevard in the backcourt. He splits a double team. Gets down the lane. Dumps it underneath. McEwen wide open for two. That'll do it for the third. Warsaw did not handle that well at all. 40-33, Concord with the lead. We start the fourth in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.